This episode of the Airman's Podcast was recorded in front of a live internet audience on Saturday, June 26, 2010. It was part of Pride 48, a 48-hour live podcasting marathon held the last weekend in June over pride48.com. Portions of this episode may be unsuitable for younger, more sensitive, or generally humorless listeners. I really don't know, because I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. But here's that episode. And hello and welcome to the Amarin's Podcast. How is everyone in the chat room? I know it's going to take a while for you to be able to respond, so we'll just get started here. Joining me tonight is, of course, my lovely husband, Nigel. Hello, Nigel.
Hello.
It is the middle of winter here, so, well, actually it's just the beginning of winter, I suppose, really. So we're not going to be having any sort of pride parades tomorrow here in New Zealand. But
we'll wave the flag here.
Yes. It will hoist the rainbow flag up on the main mast or something. Okay, they can hear in the chat room, which I just wanted to check to make sure, and we are fine. So, as I said, it is winter in New Zealand, and it's been a bit of a cold and rainy week this week. I think it's been a little bit too cold for me lately, but...
Why are we waving the flag for Canada Day?
I don't know who's waving the flag for Canada
Daniel's,
Day.
Daniel's just asked a question.
Oh, that was in the chat room. That's July 1st, and I will probably be waving toward Canada's general direction. Actually, I probably won't even remember on Canada Day. I'll probably remember sometime around then. I have many friends in Canada, actually.
Do you know?
Yes, and they've been on my show as well. They may be in the future. You just don't know. You just never know. But getting back to Pride, we don't have Gay Pride as such in New Zealand. There are some events I know in the South Island. Christchurch had something going on this year, and Dunedin often has something going on as well. But we haven't had a parade in Auckland for how many years would it be now?
Oh, I can't remember. They used to have Hero Parade.
Yeah, it was held the week before the Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras in Sydney, so the people could come here and then basically go on there. But as has happened in many cities, it basically went broke, and so they wound it up about a year or so ago. But so we don't have any sort of parades like that. But we've been to the Chicago parade together twice in 97 and 99.
Yes, we have.
It was hot.
It was very hot, and there were some very hot men there too.
There always are.
Yes.
From
not that I was looking.
Well, you know the expression, married but not dead.
Yes.
Now, tonight we're going to have some people joining us for this hour and a half that we're on Pride 48. So far, things have actually been going really well, I think.
Not too many people have fallen asleep.
Well, that remains to be seen. But I think that the listenership has been pretty steady, and the chat room has been pretty well attended all evening long, and all of that is really good, and people have seemed to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, well, I was riveted to that last show.
Well, the one thing I can say about all the shows is that none of them combined, or all of them combined, haven't been even half as drunk as Big Fatty was on his show.
I tuned in for that one. I was thinking, fuck, he is hammered. But, yeah. Yeah, even you don't get that drunk.
Hey. Well, certainly not on the air anyway.
Yeah.
I think so far that, now there have been a few sober podcasters since then, but there was a run
hasn't,
there.
Hasn't Daniel been on yet?
As far as I know, Daniel's still sober. I don't actually know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, he said that last year his mistake was that he drank too much on the opening night, and that sort of caused problems down the road.
As well as the 10-hour-long after party.
Well, I don't know how long this after party is going on, but I can assure you that I will not be the host for 10 hours of the after show. That's a bit much, even for me.
Yes.
Although that was fun last year.
Look, oh, someone's deer. You're a deer. You're gonna show me your cock. Oh, I don't know. I'm following. I'm keeping one eye.
One eye
on the chat room.
I'm have my eyes on it too, but I'm just watching it scroll. I'm not actually reading it too much. Okay. Because I'm one of those people who tends to get distracted by the chat room if I watch it too carefully.
So who's listening? I mean, there's a lot of idle people. Oh, no, there's a few chatters. Hmm. Who's actually listening?
Well, I don't...
We can do a shout-out to Daniel Beaver.
Yes. Daniel in the chat room said, showing your cock is South Carolina saying, and it just means football.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they also sell t-shirts that say Go Cox.
Right.
Because their, was it their university team there is called the Game Cox or something?
Right.
Oh, there.
Well, Spanking B. Arthur's listening.
Yes, he is. Because, actually, he's on Sunday morning. I always get confused about who's on when. That's right. The Farm Report is on after me. I remember now.
Right.
Which is, of course, Saturday morning with Mr. Larry H. Vader. And I hope somebody's going to ring him to wake him up, because otherwise we got to keep going.
Now, Daniel says, I love how I get a shout-out followed by 10 seconds of silence.
That's probably the stream rebuffering, which has actually happened to a few people.
Okay. It's that technology in South Carolina.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But as I was saying at one point, I think we're going to be bringing some people on this chat with us throughout this time. I'm waiting for one guest who was originally going to be taking part in Pride 48 and couldn't because of scheduling and other conflicts. And I am hoping he'll be joining us at some point during.
Had better things to do, in other words.
Yeah, probably. But hopefully that he will. Be joining us shortly, or at least available shortly. And for the benefit of listeners, from time to time the stream may rebuffer depending on what software you're using. Yeah.
No, apparently we've been told off a dead air while we were reading the chat
rooms.
Oh,
is that what it was?
Yes.
Oh. Oh.
Let's not do it again. Hi, Spanking B. Arthur.
If we followed Spanking B. Arthur, or is it the Big Gay Sex Show? Must have been the Big Gay Sex Show last year.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, and you wanted to join them because they were much more fun.
I wanted to join them.
Yeah.
Were they talking sex?
Of course they were.
Yeah, I probably wanted
to. With a name like that, what are they going to be talking about? Yeah, flower arranging?
That'll be why I wanted to join them.
Well, we have our beverages lined up, and none of them are alcoholic.
Well, not yet. We're keeping it sober.
Yeah. Well, after listening to Big Fatty in particular, I thought, probably best to stay off the devil's brew.
Yeah, she's going to regret that. I know Daniel's going to repeat that one over and over and over again.
It'll probably go into heavy rotation on Pride 48 after the event is over.
Now, Davey Dane just wants us. Blah, blah. I want to hear Nigel and Arthur talk sex, mainly because of the accent. I don't have an accent. Arthur does.
Well, I do here. That's true.
Gavin's listening.
Yes.
But can't stay in my office to chat long. Just wanted to say hi.
Hi, Gavin.
Hi, Gavin. Where's Gavin from?
I've forgotten. I think Pennsylvania. Is that right? If it's Gavin I'm thinking of, it's from he's from the Dragon podcast. And Daniel is upset because Davey, in Daniel's words, wants nothing to do with me, but can't get enough of Nigel.
Now, who was... Oh, it was fun when he said cock. Why?
I suppose because the accent.
Okay, it's that whole Best Buy thing that Daniel gets me on all the time.
Exactly. Well, that's okay. They get me on my spelling now because I spell things the New Zealand way.
Right.
They, can't quite seem to, they think it's cute.
Right.
Which is all right. I don't mind being cute. Mind you, I prefer being called a hot DJ, but...
Yeah.
Speaking of which...
Yes.
You have an event coming up soon.
I do.
Why don't you tell the lovely listeners about that?
Well, I was going to wait till Daniel got on the Skype, but now I can start talking about that. Daniel and I are doing a, what did he call it earlier? A joint venture? Where we'll be both. Oh, someone's Kia ora from Christchurch.
Oh, that, oh, yep.
From Tess Patton.
Yep. She's one of my regular listeners.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, Tess Patton. Yeah, Daniel and I are going to be doing a radio show, and it's called The Third Colony, and we'll be streaming live with pride on Q Nation FM. Sorry?
I think it's time I bring Daniel in so you can
bring Daniel in then, go on.
I suppose I could just kill the volume on my mic, but anyway, that's right, carry on.
We'll be streaming live with pride worldwide on Q Nation FM every... God, it's Sunday morning for me, so it's every Saturday night from 9 p.m. till 11 p.m. on Q Nation FM. So, yeah. So is that like the fifth column on V? Very close.
Should I whisper? I whisper just it's like Arthur did?
Hey, the Third Colony.
Despite appearances to the contrary, we are sort of professional.
Should I bring on Daniel now? I think I should bring on Daniel now.
Who are you
talking
to? Daniel, can't you hear me?
Oh, no. You've got to switch my headphones on. That's it.
Okay.
You gotta switch his headphones.
Got to switch my headphones on. Woohoo. Who's?
Yeah, it's headphones. Can you switch his headphones? Why do I suddenly sound like I'm tech support for Microsoft or something?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to switch my headphones and I do not know what to do.
Oh, good golly gosh.
Oh, good golly gosh, I do not know what to do.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Nigel. How are you?
I'm good. You're sounding very bright for what time is it in the morning there?
It's 5:41 a.m.
5:41 a.m. Well, it's 9:42 p.m. Saturday evening here.
So you have absolutely no right to be sleepy or anything?
No.
No.
Not yet.
And how dare you steal Davy Dangerous from me?
I wasn't out to steal him, but who is Davy Dangerous anyway?
Davy Dangerous is the sexy, surly sounding one, and Zach B is his other co-host, and I like their podcast, and I have dirty thoughts about them.
Oh, no.
But no,
I'll have to listen if he's cute.
Yeah, but now they're all about you. Oh, we like Nigel because he can't pronounce the word Best Buy. It's sad. It's just sad.
How do you think I feel? I get left in the dust as chopped liver.
Chopped liver is a copyrighted phrase of Live It Up .2, as Kathy Bacon said earlier tonight on the pink carpet. Because she couldn't say 2.0. She just said Live It Up .2. I don't even know what that means, but I'm just going with it now.
It works.
It does. It does. It works on a very what's that?
Elemental level.
Yeah. So yeah, I was going for something. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So Daniel, you're still sober?
I am quasi sober. Yes.
Right.
I
listened to your show earlier, and your husband wasn't quite as.
Oh no, he was definitely not sober.
No, he walked and took the headphones with him.
Yes, he was. He was definitely not sober. And then he passed out.
Oh.
And I had a few Good beers. Luck. I had a few beers during some of the shows between the last, between the kickoff show and Rockahol. But then like about an hour before Rockahol, I was like, oh my God, I gotta like maybe, sober up a little bit. So I started drinking some caffeine.
Right.
And then I did that. And,
that'll leave you wired.
Well, yeah, no, I was listening to Cocktails and Cream Puffs, and then I did my show, and then I was listening to the Davey and Zach.
Jackie?
Yeah, I was listening to Davey and Zach. Well, I wasn't listening to Jackie. I tune her out. And no, I was listening to Davey and Zach, and I was just, and I was trying to get, hey, look at me, I'm pretty, or I used to be, and they wanted nothing to do with me.
Didn't they?
Because they're young and they're pretty. They need nothing to do with me. Unless I had a cool accent. If somehow I had a cool accent, then I could capture the hearts of Davey and Zach.
Right.
You probably should set your sights on people from other countries, because then your accent will become exotic.
I should. You know what? If only those flat 29 boys were gay.
No.
I think.
Don't they sound cute?
I think I would totally have them.
Yeah.
And they are cute.
Yeah, and plus, the one's got a really cool name. I think his name is Dan.
Dan.
And that's a great name. I happen to like that name a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's my name. So, sort of. You know, I... yeah.
Yeah. What's Davy Dangerous? Best Buy. I don't say Best Buy.
Oh, you do. You say Best Buy.
I say Best Buy.
Went down to the Best Buy to get me some tools.
Well, Best Buy.
Let me ask you this, Nigel. Let me ask you this. Do you know anything about cornettos?
Cornettos?
Yes.
Yeah, trumpets.
Yes.
The ice cream trumpet thing.
Yes, yeah. They are a cooled ice treat.
Ice cream. It's a fucking ice cream in a cone thing.
What I'm saying is, you know what? Before Cornettos, yes. it was a big problem to serve ice cream in a cone because the ice cream would melt through the material and get on the poor British children's jumpers.
Right,
on the jumpers. But then some Italian dude stepped in and figured out some weird chemical way to insulate it, and thus the Cornetto was born.
How lovely.
How interesting.
And that is why Flat 29 now eats Cornettos.
Okay.
Right.
Why did I because you know what?
As cute as Shoot Dan from Flat 29 is, he's a vegetarian and I just can't deal with it. I think maybe Rich would be more my speed because, you know, he actually eats meat.
Right.
Oh.
Right. You know, he had pizza tonight for dinner.
That's right. That.
Yes.
Yeah, he audio-booed the whole thing, yeah.
Mm. Which is very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. Very. Yeah, I thought so, too. And what do you mean, why did you have me on here? Did you already mention Third Colony?
We just started to.
Jal mention.
All right, yeah, so on Saturday nights, we're moving back to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, we are.
Instead of 10 p.m. Eastern That's Time right. on QNation.fm.
Streaming live with Pride, worldwide.
No, it's with Pride Worldwide.
It's streaming live.
It doesn't matter if it's live or not, because you know what? Half the shit on Q Nation is recorded. But the point is as long as it's with Pride Worldwide on QNation.fm.
With Pride Worldwide on QNation FM.
Right. Dot. You got to say dot.
I think it sounds dot. Viz doesn't say dot.
I know, but you know what? I think it sounds cooler to say dot.
You
what is it? The chat room. It's chat room. What do you guys think?
You do numbers as well.
I think it sounds cooler to say dot.
And you like the numbers.
I do. I love numbers.
What do you that's think why it's called Pride 48?
That's exactly. Pride 48. And, Davey says no dot. And you know what? I've got a thing for Davey. So, all right. So, Q Nation FM.
No, Davey's mine now.
I know. You've taken Davey from me. That's just not fair.
I want Davey, and I'll say cock as much as he wants me to.
Perhaps I can be a Pakistani person for him. Davey could call me and ask me computer questions. Hello, I have technical support. How may I help you?
Dan, you can say cock as much as you like.
Oh, good heavens, I believe it is a cock.
Oh, flattered. By who? Mm-hmm. Dan or...
No, it's you.
Oh, cool.
Is it because I don't have the accent?
Right.
Yeah, I don't have the accent.
And apparently you don't have a good English accent.
I know I can't. My British accent in the vernacular is rubbish.
RJ Dennis is saying goodbye, Arthur.
Yes, I already said goodbye, and now I'm saying
good night, RJ.
Good night,
and
RJ.
Thank you, thanks RJ and Chris for doing the.
Okay, move along.
What? You're like dismissing them?
No, Davy Dangerous. They just
spent. Oh, that's Davy Dangerous.
Yeah.
No, I thought you were dismissing RJ and Chris, who just did yeoman's work for doing an hour and a half show.
And were we ever thankful? It filled that last hour that nobody wanted.
Were those the guys that were just on before us?
Yes.
They got a bit rude, didn't they?
Well, but that as if there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, no. Of course
yeah,
not.
I know. I thought, ooh.
Yeah.
I think I think it has something to do with all of the nighttime.
Right. And Angel has just corrected me. It's not rubbish, it's rabbish.
What's
rubbish? It's rabbish. It's rabbish. Which is something. Yeah, why did you have me on your show when you knew that I was just going to take over and like completely Is this like part of your sinister plot to like not have to do anything for an hour and a half? You just figured,
my evil plan has been discovered.
If you put a microphone in front of Daniel, he's just going to talk. That's because that's what he does.
And then you don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Which is a good plan, really, because, well, hey, we've managed to fill, nearly 20 minutes.
Exactly.
That's right. And I haven't even been to the Bistby yet. But they're not open. It's not even 6 a.m. here yet.
Yes, well.
Scotty the Battler.
Scotty the Battler, yes, yep, yes. What online. About Scotty the Battler?
He's online. Mm-hmm.
Scotty the Battler.
He's not yet on the Skypes.
He's on the chat.
Yes.
Right. We just enjoy saying Scotty the Battler.
Yeah.
Scotty the little Battler. Aussie, the little Aussie Battler.
No, I think just from now on we should just call him Scotty the Battler.
Right.
Scotty the Battler.
I suppose it's better than being the Battle Axe.
Yeah, he will.
Just think.
It depends.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's true too. Especially if that's what you're going for, then you'd want to be the Battle Axe.
I have to ask a question that I don't know the answer to.
Oh, I'll have one, thanks, Scotty.
What's he having?
Yeah, okay.
He's having a cup of tea.
Yeah, I have two. No, I have a question that I don't know the answer to, which is always dangerous to ask a question that you don't know the answer to. Did you hear the Waka Hall show earlier?
I did.
Did you think that I was... Did I go too far?
Yeah, you did. So went too far.
I have just always found that fascinating, and I hope that I didn't go too far, because I really did find that whole line of questioning very fascinating.
Which particular part? Don't we have the lesbian sex part?
No, the transgender, you know, being partnered with someone who then later decides, oh, I'm going to change my sex. I just think that's a very fascinating thing.
No, I don't think you went too far, and Gene didn't seem to be offended by what you were asking and talking.
You know what, Gene just wants me to heal in the raids, and she will be just as nice to me as she can, so that I will go in there and heal. So I really can't, you know, because I'm an awesome resto druid.
Right.
Right. I figured I'd just not talk about World of Warcraft on that show. I'd just come on this show and talk about
because
Warcraft.
Both of us know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what? I have sent you an invite to the game.
Actually, I believe it was Steven that did that.
Well, yeah, because I asked him to. Yes. But I'm just saying, you have not come into the game at all.
I spend all this time on podcasting stuff. Can you imagine what my husband would say if I was spending time doing World of Warcraft as well?
Yes, Davey, I am a resto druid. I'm an awesome resto druid. I have a 6200 gear score. Ooh.
They're talking Chinese.
I know. I just phased out there.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for that cup of tea, Scotty.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's taken forever. Oh, he must have.
I'm just saying, Davey, I could put a regrowth, rejuve, and nourish you all at the same time. I'm haste capped, baby.
Have you no shame?
I have none. None whatsoever.
Tell.
Well, it's probably a good thing in the podcasting line of work not to have any shame.
Yeah, exactly. So what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for Scotty?
Yeah, another Scotty person was going to join us and come and say hi. A couple of people from the Southern Hemisphere.
Another person that can't pronounce common English words.
Yeah, the other land down under.
Yes. Another Commonwealth country. I originally had hoped to organize a Commonwealth Hour with folks from Britain and other countries, but I was a bit... overwhelmed with trying to get the schedule for Pride 48 sorted out.
You got a fucking
it's been
a hell week here.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I have had many conversations with you this entire week over nothing other than Pride 48. Oh, wait, other than that, and excruciating conversations about the Pleiades.
The Pleiades. Yes. Happy Matariki.
Yeah,
that's right. I would just like everyone to know that they are the seven sisters. One of them's name is Electra.
Oh, yes.
Well, we don't remember the rest of their names.
No.
Yeah, there's like Cunty and Pissy.
It's a nebula. We know it's a nebula.
It's a nebula. It is. It's a nebula. And it's with Electra and Pissy and Cunty and Surly.
Yeah.
And Thinky. And Remorseful. And I'm not sure what the rest of their names are. You know what? Arthur and I during the pre-show, we did not, because we were so compressed in time, we had to skip over some pieces. We did not get to name the characters in the Anti-Vera bit there.
I know, and you threw it up when that happened.
Yeah, their names were Harvey and Steven.
Yes. I don't know what you two are talking about.
Oh, it was in the opening show, which I don't know if you were listening to.
Oh, okay.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't listening to it.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Look, the previous show was much more exciting. When I joined in, they were talking about spreading someone's cheeks.
Yeah.
Is that what I caught?
Okay. Well, but honestly, how long have you guys been married?
Nearly 15 years.
Yeah, see, you guys don't talk about that stuff. You just have to live vicariously through other people. You know what? That kind of talk is for people who are, you know, are new to relationships and whatnot. Because, you know, the first couple of years of relationship, you're all like, oh, yeah, I spread the cheeks and blah, blah, blah. And then after that, you're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So why is what Spanking B. Arthur said, New Zealand is near Ghostlands. Where the fuck is Ghostlands?
The Ghostlands is it's in the upper corner of the Eastern Kingdoms.
They're talking about this... World of Whatever, TM.
Right.
Okay. Which is the opposite continent from Kalimdor.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's where all the Blood Elves are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you know I was?
Oh, I just kicked this conversation, didn't I? Oh, sorry, you were born in where?
Hobbiton.
I thought you said Provincetown.
No, was Hobbiton.
Hobbiton, like where the hobbits were.
Yep, that's where I was born.
So did you know Frodo?
No, I didn't know Frodo, but I was born in Hobbiton. I was there first.
Really?
No shit. Drive through my hometown, and it's got Welcome to Hobbiton.
I believe that there is someone from Australia who also can't pronounce things right now on the line.
G'day, that Scotty. Is
correct. G'day. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. How are you, Scotty?
Hi, Scotty.
Nigel, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Have you talked to us before?
No, we haven't.
Did
you?
Oh, yes, we did.
This time last year.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I don't remember much about last year.
Yeah, I kept taking the piss out of him.
Yeah.
Arthur was Blotto, and Nigel and I chatted for a few minutes.
That's right. I see you've got a female Prime Minister.
I know. Can you? Well, New Zealand did it, so we had to copy.
Exactly.
Yeah, we did it in 1997.
You always have to follow, don't you?
Yeah, we chose ours. We chose
wait.
In there.
Look, our first
female. Hi, Daniel. Hold on a second. I got to translate for the English-speaking crowd out here. Did you just say that Arthur was Blotto?
Yes. Yep.
I don't think that was the case, but he that's what they said.
So that would be that. So if for our English-speaking crowd out there, that would be Arthur was shit-faced, and so Scotty and Nigel had to fill time.
Yes.
That's right.
I dispute that recollection, but since I don't remember it, I don't know how.
There's probably a recording of it floating around somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, if it was my show, it's recorded and posted.
And I think it was on the late Sunday, so by then, you know, Pride 48 was a bit long in the tooth.
It was very long in the tooth.
Daniel was on about
the sixth hour, I think.
No one was being forced to listen, but people just kept listening, so I just had to keep going.
It was addictive.
That was bizarre, really.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to leave. It's like we tried to turn on the lights, we turned off the music, but people wouldn't.
No, we can't.
You say goodbye. No, you say goodbye.
You
say goodbye first. Say goodbye first.
Just like being in high school again.
It was like we were having a little romance with the audience there. No, you hang up first.
So, Scotty, your new Prime Minister, good for gays?
No.
Oh, really?
Not good for gays. I read something on some gay website where she was asked about a year ago something about gay marriage.
Yeah.
And she said the government's position is blah, blah, blah. And then they said, okay, but we know the government's position. What's your position? And she said, I do believe that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Oh, bitch.
Of course, she's going to say that because she's not married and she's living in sin.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hold on a second. Someone in the chat room has said that she's a Fanta pants, which is more scandalous than the fact that she's an atheist.
Oh, I don't know what a Fanta Pants is.
Yeah, I don't know what a Fanta Pants is.
Wait, I think
is
I can
she's
solve
got
it.
Red hair. Maybe she,
no, well, I think it has bush. To do with this.
Mm-hmm.
Was in that booklet.
Yeah, I think she was. I think she was actually a Fanta girl. She was hawking that soft drink here in the U.S.
Who was?
The other authority, other than you, Daniel, is Urban Dictionary, and it says that Fanta Pants refers to a true ginger minge.
She does have a ginger minge, too. Yeah.
Origin Scottish.
Yeah,
I think I'd rather not know that, actually.
That's a orange of Tasmania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the follow-up in the chat room is that she has a partner who's a hairstylist, for God's sake.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that. Mm.
So I guess that would be the reverse of a beard.
Davy Dane, just minge?
Could be.
It's a moo-moo. Is, bush.
Cunt.
Minge?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Oh, redhead. Oh, I'm trying to get this all straight here. So, redhead. I don't know the lingo. So, redhead. So, yes, I guess she's a ginger, which means she has no soul.
A ginger.
It's a fanny.
She's a ginger. Yeah.
For us. Yeah. A front bottom for Americans. Is a
front
minge.
Bottom. A fanny, yeah.
Mm. Gingers have no soul. Do we have Cartman on that? Wait, let's see.
Yeah, so minge equals fanny, yeah.
Although I don't remember now what Americans say for the less offensive word.
For redhead people?
No, for fannies.
Fanny.
Oh, we say
Is it a little
twat? People? Twat or pussy or...
That's the non-offensive version.
Oh, vagina. Oh, wait, no, I know exactly what we say.
Her vagina.
Yeah, that's what we say.
Oh, good. I'm glad we got that solved.
Yes, I'm happy to oblige.
So, Artie Cruiser, very much a handbag.
Oh, I'm sorry. I played the Fanta song. What?
So, her man's a handbag, is he?
That's what you call a beard who's a man.
Yeah.
You know what? You've said this phrase 3 times and I still don't understand you.
Which one?
Can you try it without the Mexican?
What, a beard?
No, something about a handbag.
A man who is a beard is called a handbag.
Yes.
No, but what did Nigel say?
I said...
Yes.
So he's a handbag.
Oh, so he's a handbag.
Yeah, Julia Gillard's partner.
You just said it so fast that it sounded very Mexican. It was like, says a handbag. Says a handbag. Says
no,
a handbag.
Like,
no, he was saying Archie. Who was it? Archie Cruz.
So he's a handbag.
Yeah, so he's a handbag.
I don't know anything about him.
Mm-hmm. So the hairstylist of the Minge Ginger. So the Minge Ginger's husband.
Unmarried.
She does.
And childless.
Oh.
Yeah. And
disgraceful. Utterly disgraceful.
Absolutely disgraceful.
And I noticed that when she was sworn in, she used a non-religious affirmation rather than an oath.
Yes.
Yeah. Where's she from?
South Australia.
South Australia.
Oh, okay.
Adelaide.
City of churches.
Right, but hello to Kiwi Mouse, who just showed up in the
actually,
chat room.
Piglet, nothing Kiwi is Mouse. Wrong with redheads.
A Kiwi Mouse. All redheads should be put in an island and blown up.
Oh, no. No, I like
Tom the Ramble Redhead will be upset to hear you say that.
Well, he'll be the king of the island.
Oh, okay then.
I like redheads.
All cute redheads should be sent to my house to be blown. So let's just put it that way.
After they've come from my house.
They'll be too
perhaps
they
could all
that.
Go to the third colony. Oh, see what I did there. Oh, I just did a little plug there. That's very cute.
It'll be interesting to see what sort of nicknames they come up with for Julia Gillard, being a woman and red-haired and all those other things we previously mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except, of course, they will call her, Prime Minister, as Americans would call their president. President, because we greatly respect our people in authority.
Yeah.
Well, at least half of the people here in America do respect the president.
This just into the Emirates Live Pride 48 newsroom. New Zealand has won the rugby against Wales.
Oh!
Who are they playing?
Wales.
Wales.
Oh. Is that really a country?
Is that over now? Rugby.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was in Hamilton. Yeah.
Kiwi Mouse broke the news in the
Who's
chat room.
Who's Kiwi Mouse? When did you log in?
Well, I just said hello to Kiwi Mouse.
Kiwi Mouse. Like Kiwi Mouse.
Thanks for listening.
You know what, Nigel? If you just listened to what I said, then you would have known.
I'm sorry, Arthur's got a tune out button for you.
Oh,
he's got a bullshit sensor.
Yeah,
it comes in handy.
I really like Scotty. Kiwi Mouse, where are you?
Christchurch, I think.
I think probably New Zealand.
That's where I think it is.
Christchurch.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to take 7 seconds for Kiwi
yes.
Mouse to
so we'll just
hear you, and then
I'll
depending
keep
on how fast he or she types.
Yeah, I'll keep,
yeah,
Christchurch.
I like Christchurch.
Do you?
I've never actually been in the city.
It's cold.
I was only there for a day.
It's cold.
Yeah, well, it would be.
Down south.
It's fucking
I'm much
cold.
More of a... I'm much more of a fan of Satan's Church, but, you know, that's just personal.
Well, when I was a little boy, and I'm talking very little boy, we had a world map on the wall of our TV room. It was a Mercator projection. I remember that as well. And I looked at this little island of New Zealand in the bottom of the South Pacific, and it was called New Zealand, and it had a city called Christchurch. And I thought, my God, that place must be filled with religious fanatics. I was wrong.
And as the son of a Baptist preacher, you thought, oh my God, I've got to go there.
I was the son of a Lutheran minister, and I said, oh my God, I can't go there.
Oh, Lutheran! Oh, I'm so sorry. So you're no stranger to you're no stranger to the potluck dinner.
Oh, not at all. No. Exactly. And the Jell-O salad with grapes and things in it.
Oh. I'm just going to throw this out there. Pride 48 2011. You know, potluck dinner.
That'd
be nice.
I think that's an awesome idea. We could just FedEx our dishes around to each other. It would be awesome.
Maybe it'd be simpler just to send the recipes.
Yeah, maybe that's what that's what we should have called our show, the potluck dinner.
Yeah,
the Sunday potluck.
Except we don't call it potluck in Australia. Do they call it that in New Zealand?
We used to call it that when I lived in Australia.
Maybe it's different in Queensland.
Yeah, well, they are very different in Queensland.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they call it a necklace.
What is it?
And a port.
And a port, yeah.
What's it's a
port?
Fucking suitcase.
A port dinner.
Oh. Where do they say patio?
Patio. Yeah, no, I think that's
a patio.
Yeah, I think that's down in Melbourne.
Down where?
In Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
It's a very westy thing.
Melbourne's different again.
But yeah, what's Belgian, Scotty?
Belgian?
Yeah.
It's a country. It's a language in Europe.
It's also a waffle.
Belgian waffles, yeah.
Isn't it a wax?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's Brazilian.
Yeah.
Well, what do you call luncheon sausage?
Luncheon. Yeah, luncheon. But there's a few... what else is there? Luncheon.
See, in some parts, I think it's Western Australia, they call it Belgian.
Oh, no, we call it luncheon in Queensland.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what we call luncheon sausage here in
Devon,
the States?
Devon,
that's what they call it.
But we have Devon and luncheon, so right. I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah. And you have a lot of Mozzies in Brisbane too.
Yeah, if you're near the bay kind of area.
No, Mozzies, Maori Aussies.
Oh, really? I've never heard that word
before. You call them Mozzies here in New Zealand.
That's because we look down on them.
All those Maoris that moved to Queensland.
Actually, we've got a lot of Tongans.
Oh, okay.
Lots of Tongans.
What do you like? Look down your nose at them.
Who?
Yes, because they leave the country.
Oh, okay.
What? My nephew and niece live in Queensland.
Oh, because they don't. They don't eat waffles.
Where?
Labrador.
Oh, Labrador, just down the Gold Coast.
Oh, they have dogs there.
It's very fluffy. A little bit stupid, but fluffy.
Yes, my niece's partner, fiance plays for, is it the Sea Eagles?
What's one of their, what do they call
one of the
teams?
Feeder teams.
Yeah.
One of the feeder teams for the Sea Eagles.
Oh. I'm sorry, did you just say fetus teams? Because that doesn't sound
team.
Right.
Feeder.
Oh, feeder. Okay,
one of the
good.
Feeder teams for the Sea Eagles.
Sort of like
I just wanted to make sure. I just want to make sure, because to me, a fetus team just didn't seem right.
No.
Yeah.
No, that would just be so wrong on so many levels.
we lost half our team this year because they were aborted. It just didn't seem right.
Oh, Angel's in the chat room. I used to have a massive crush on Angel.
Really?
Hi, Angel.
Yeah, Angel was sending out the pics earlier. You missed all the pics, Scotty.
Oh, really?
Where do you get pics? I haven't seen any pics tonight.
Oh, see, Angel, you should resend the pics.
Were they hot pics?
Oh, they were very hot.
Ooh, oh, my. Ooh.
You know what? I think it was on your show last year that, Tristan was really drunk and sent out all his porn pics.
Yeah. Oh, was that the one who was in the sling?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
See, Angel, you've got a whole bunch of people here that just, they missed your pictures, and they would really like to see them. Oh, your boyfriend is going to get up?
Yeah.
Well, then you have very little time, then. Go ahead. Go at it.
Scroll off the screen before he gets there.
Yeah.
Move your hands, man.
So somebody must have got them and can see them up.
Well, I've never closed the chat room.
Oh, good on you,
Arthur. Arthur, scroll up. That'll be on the special Pride 48 pictures page that you're going to do later today.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll do a special slideshow and put it on XTube or something.
I posted a picture
this morning.
I haven't been there in years.
Sorry, what was that, Scotty?
I posted a picture in the chat room this morning.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was my toilet.
Oh, well, that's right. I saw that. That was during the pink carpet event where you had some kind of weird handled device going into your toilet.
Yeah, it was one of those Karcher, air blasting gun things.
Oh. Someone's very upset.
Sounds like the cat is staring up the dog.
No, he hears something and he's barking. Karen, Nigel's going to go have a look to see what it is because he's barking like somebody's here.
Right.
Which doesn't seem terribly likely considering that it's 10:11 p.m. Saturday.
That's right. It's a disgraceful hour to be visiting.
It could be any of it. Could be Angel.
It could. That would be
it
lovely.
Could be Angel that was showing up there.
Yes, that would be lovely.
You would like some waffles from Belgium.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I would like some waffles from Belgium before I go out and watch the fetus team play.
The fetus team, right?
They're very young, but they can kick. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Davey Dangerous has provided us with the link.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Davey Dangerous.
Yes, Davey Dangerous has provided us with the link. Yes, that.
Oh my goodness!
That Angel has posted earlier.
Wow,
that's a nice veiny one, isn't it?
Oh, that sounds so technical, Nigel, that you're like, oh, it's very veiny, and it has a nice curve to it, and a lovely shade of rose there.
One appreciates these things.
It really looks like it would do the job quite well.
Yes.
It's like you're a connoisseur of cock or something. Yeah. You have it's a very lovely bouquet.
Believe me, I am a connoisseur of cock.
But can you do the foreskin shots on it?
Can I do the foreskin shots, did you say?
Yes.
This is something the other host of Live It Up, was it? .2.
.2, right, yes.
Was mentioning. Perhaps you might want to share it with the people who don't know.
Yeah, well, he was at some party where a gentleman with a lot of foreskin, pulled it up into a cup shape, and then they would pour tequila in there, and people would do shots out of his foreskin.
I'd do that.
Really?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Well,
was this someone from Puppetry of the Penis?
I wasn't there, so.
Have you guys heard of the Puppetry of the Penis boys?
Look at Nigel. Nigel was just way too quick on that. Oh, I got the video.
Of course I got the video.
Oh, I thought he said I've made a video.
No, I got the video.
I think he did. I think Nigel was actually one of the performers in the Puppetry of the Penis. I think he played the part of Punch. In the Punch and Judy skit that was on there. Oh my god, I just killed that conversation.
Yeah,
much like a conversational skeet shooter, I shot it right out of the air there.
Pull!
And I did. I just shot it right out of the air. I apologize. Please forgive me. Please forgive my Yankee ways.
So how about that fetus team?
I think the fetus team looks really good this year.
No. That doesn't work.
This year's Venus team is brought to you by Adidas. No, I'm just saying that they, you know, the Fetus team looks really good this year.
Fetus Adidas. That sounds
funny. You know, it rhymes. It rhymes, so it's funny.
Yeah. Mm. Alliteration is always funny, and homophones as well.
I was going to say, homophones, homonyms, anything with homo in it is very funny.
Like a good homonym.
That's right.
Who doesn't?
Oh, and I'm sorry. I'm reading back up in the chat room here that Matt from Spanking Beer Arthur says he still needs to try that KFC chicken bacon thing.
The double down?
I guess.
What the fuck are we talking about now?
We're talking about, Nigel. We're talking about here in America. We don't even need fucking bread anymore. We just take two hunks of chicken, deep fried chicken. Deep fried breaded chicken at that, and we slap some cheese and some bacon, and then we just shove those two pieces of chicken together, and we hand it out to people, and we go, "Here you go."
That sounds good.
It sounds disgusting.
It's a heart attack on a plate.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's no plate. There's no plate. That's the whole thing.
Heart attack. Just reach your hand out and grab it.
Right. Heart attack on a plate would be fettuccine Alfredo, which at least comes on a plate and is really good to eat. But no, this is just like a heart attack in your hand. And, you know, fuck the heart attack thing. It's just gross.
Well, did you hear about that chain that was putting out a burger that was two grilled cheese sandwiches with a burger and some sort of sauce, I can't remember what it was, and cheese and all that in between it?
No.
Yeah.
But that's wrong, too.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
Let me tell you, people. Let me just say this right now, people. As a connoisseur of burgers, there is only, you know, there are very few things that you can put a hamburger between. You know, a nice little hamburger patty between. And by the way, that hamburger patty better be medium rare. That's all I got to say. But just enough to get mad cows. There are two things that you can put that hamburger patty between. You can put it between some nice bread. You know, like a nice bun, like a nice hamburger bun, preferably freshly baked, or you can put it between a sliced in half Krispy Kreme donut glazed. Those are the only two things that are acceptable to put a hamburger patty between.
Well, speaking of that, we're very excited because Krispy Kreme might be coming to New Zealand.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that. I think I saw that on your blog.
We're very excited, although they're being very cagey.
That's right.
But you think that they must be leading in that direction because the guy who's in charge of the operations in Australasia was saying that the Kiwi businesses are very smart when they cross the Tasman, and the Australian businesses aren't so bright when they come to New Zealand. So complimenting us like that suggests that they're planning on coming here.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm reading between the lines.
Yeah. You know, I'm just, you know, Krispy Kreme has that thing where the little sign where it lights up outside, that means the donuts are fresh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, in Brisbane, so signs on all the time, so
I don't think that works
in Australia.
You could be driving down the street, mind your own business. Oh, look, that sign is on. Oh, the donuts are fresh right now. I must go in there and have some donuts.
Sucker.
That actually sounds really good. I wish there was a donut. You know what? Because now it's 6:18 a.m. here. I should go find me some donuts.
Don't you have Krispy Kreme in the mall?
No, not here in the mall.
No.
Sadly.
Do you have any donut purveyor in your mall?
I should move to a different mall because we just don't have the Krispy Kreme here.
That's just tragic.
That is. It's tragic. It is a travesty of unrequited something.
Well, unrequited fatty love.
There. That whatever he said.
Daniel, is your mall anything roughly like Mall of America?
Yes.
Only much smaller.
Do you have a roller coaster going past your window?
Yes, there is a roller coaster right outside. I live on the 15th floor.
Haven't you seen the pictures?
No.
No. It's a very open air mall. The biggest building here is a 4-story building. So it's basically retail space on the first floor and then condos, you know, up above. Ooh. So it's a very spread out open mall. But so, like, below me, there's a wine store and a shoe store.
Well, it's all you need, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
I like telling people that you live in a conventional mall and that you have.
I do. I think
you've got to go through the popcorn store in order to be able to get to your apartment.
Actually, no. Arthur told me that you were homeless and you just sort of wandered around the mall.
I sleep on the bench in the mall. In fact, I'm going to have to move here shortly because the security guard will be making his rounds.
Yeah. Well, at 6 o'clock in the morning, they'll be sweeping, won't they?
I know. All the mall walkers are going to be. Yeah, all the mall walkers have been coming in here with their metal detectors.
The illegal Korean cleaners will be at work.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Scotty, you just went on about those poor Koreans on your last show. That was just wrong.
Did you shed a tear?
No.
Well, actually, I'll update my next show about it, but as we speak, one of them is currently filling out his online complaint to the Fair Work Ombudsman to get his money.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, so that's good.
There you go.
Power to the Korean cleaners, I say.
That's right. We should get John Long on this. He's all about the
Koreans. Yeah, well, he's Korean, isn't he?
Yeah, something like
that. He's Asian.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Right. Chinese, Korean, Japanese, something. Malaysian.
Yeah. He's Mexican.
That'll get some people going saying that.
You know what? We're just controversial people, that's all.
Because controversy is our middle name.
Or if you're in the UK, it's controversy.
Controversy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
After they've had their vitamins.
Their vitamins?
Yeah.
Do their vitamin tablets have aluminium in them?
They don't.
No, they're wrapped in aluminium.
They're wrapped in aluminium. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So no aluminium.
Aluminium is much easier to say than aluminum.
Yeah. The radioactive tablets that make you illuminate have aluminum in them, but no, they have aluminium in them.
You know what, but thank God none of the kids from Flat 29 smoke, because then they would have to, you know, go outside for a fag tomorrow, and that might shut off some people.
Oh, yeah. Some inappropriate touching if that happened.
I know. They'd be like, you said fag, and they're not gay, and they can't say fag.
Or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But the British are, however, a little bit more politically correct than the Aussies and the Kiwis, though.
Yeah.
Like, when I was working in London, I said to one of my co-workers, who was only about 2 metres away at her desk, I said, did you ever see the Australian movie Wog Boy? That's W-O-G-B-O-Y, Wog Boy, and the whole office went silent. And
really?
Everybody looked at me, and I was like, it was either a really good movie or a really bad movie, or I've said something else. And of course, in Australia, Wog is what you call Greek or Italian people.
Yeah.
You know, like your wogs. And there was a movie done by some Greek people in Sydney.
Yeah.
And they're like...
Wogorama.
Then one of the older guys at work took me aside and said, Wog is a bit like saying the N-word. It's about black people. And I was like, no, it's not. It's the Greeks or Italians. And it's not really an offensive word anyway. And he was like, you better not ever say wog again, because otherwise you might be sacked.
Right, because you know what? There are no black Greeks or Italians. They just don't exist.
That's right.
Right.
So that was my cultural learning 101 in the UK.
That's right. What is this? What is it? We're talking about chatting with single Armenians? You know what? Armenians always have ham in their luggage. I don't know if you knew that or not. I just thought I'd point that out.
Talking about the ad in the website version of the chat room.
Oh, which I'm not using, so no, I can't see. Yeah. So.
What ad? I'm not using that either.
Yeah, see, we're all using the IRC challenge.
Armenians, they'd probably be counted as wogs, wouldn't they?
It's an IRC challenge.
Yeah, they're wogs as well.
Yeah. Any wogs listening, say something in the chat room.
Someone just said Wog Boy. Oh wait, that's you.
Are you awake, Daniel?
I am, but you know what? I need to go outside and have a fag. So I'll be back.
You don't want those cancer cells to start dying off now.
No, exactly.
Gotta go feed them.
We're the only thing holding them together.
So it was great.
Hold on. I have to get you streaming here on my Android phone.
Android phone. You're as bad as Archer dropping names.
Look at that. Yeah, I like that echo effect. It's quite good. Yeah. It's lucky Daniel doesn't live in a mall in Australia, because he wouldn't be able to go outside to smoke. He'd have to go 5 meters away from the nearest door.
Do they have to?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
You can't smoke in restaurants, shopping malls, office buildings. You have to be more than 5 meters away from the entrance.
It's the same here. I mean, that's actually, I think they're thinking of making it no public spaces, even outside.
For the benefit of the American listeners, 5 meters is 16 feet.
So that sounds a lot.
Yeah.
Same in Canada. Oh, that's good, Davey.
Yeah, we don't have any, as far as I know, we don't have any specific distance requirements in New Zealand. You just aren't allowed to smoke inside buildings. Yeah.
I should probably say Australia. I should say Queensland. But I know in other states in Australia, they have similar laws.
Yeah. Where's Davey Dangerous from? Is he in Canada?
No, he's from Virginia at the moment.
Oh, okay. I've been to Virginia.
He's moving to New York City for school. For graduate school, as I recall.
Oh, he's a young boy, isn't he?
Grad school.
Mm-hmm. That's what's after university.
What's he going to do, Davey? What are you going to do in grad school?
You have to wait 7 seconds.
Yeah, the suspense is killing me.
I know.
We should hurry up.
Yeah. When I was visiting Whistler around the Olympics, they ran us away from the bars.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh.
Yeah, because he went up there. And, actually, I remember before he went, he was talking with Ange about it.
Education. What does that mean? He's going to do education, or
yes.
He is being educated?
Field.
To be a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, to be a teacher, Davey, is that what you're saying? You know, if he just moved to the UK, he wouldn't have to go to grad school, because he'd just say, I've got a degree in, insert any ridiculous degree here,
yeah.
And he could then get any job, which I always thought was incredibly weird.
Okay, I'm getting a master's in education. He's a teacher. Ooh, do you have to have a master's to be a teacher?
You get better pay if you are.
But most people, like in New Zealand, you become a teacher and then do your master's.
Yeah, I don't know how many average teachers in New Zealand have a master's.
Just come to New Zealand instead.
Yeah. It's just like England, but with better weather.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It rains every single day in England.
Probably, unfortunately, even with a master's degree in Yankee land, you can probably still get sacked for being a homo.
That's interesting. Davey Dangerous says...
Who can get sacked for being a homo?
Teachers.
In America.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
well,
I know.
Well, anybody? Most states. Well, yeah.
They're a bit strange there.
But Davey Dangerous says Virginia requires that you go to grad school eventually.
Yeah, really?
Which is interesting.
Wow.
It's funny because they don't pay them like they've gone to graduate school.
I don't know. Have you heard of this guy called me? He is loaded, and he's a teacher.
Apparently. Because me keeps buying Apple products every time something new comes out.
It must be...
I mean me.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
He gets about $1,000 a year in Apple gift cards from his school kids' parents.
That's right. What do they call it? K-something in... America, don't they?
Well, the school is called K-6, probably. But
K-6, isn't it?
Yeah, they call it primary school or grade school sometimes. Or
it's elementary school, isn't it? Is it elementary school?
Elementary is another one, yeah.
Okay, did you miss me?
Terribly.
Who? Yeah.
Terribly.
Yeah, did you miss me? I'm sorry, I had to go 16 feet away from my door to
Well, wasn't it thoughtful of me to translate for the benefit of American listeners?
It was. It was very thoughtful.
Otherwise, who knows how far you would have gone if you thought you were only if you were going 5 meters.
Right. I would have.
I was just going to ask Davey Dangerous if he'd come to New Zealand and teach.
If you went 16.
Yeah, you keep trying to steal Davey Dangerous from me. You know what? He's in Virginia, which is very close. I've almost got him to agree to go on a date with me to Carowinds.
Well, I was just going to see if my sister could get him a job. She's a principal.
Oh, well, you're assuming that he wants to teach primary school.
Yeah, he isn't.
And that he wants to go to New Zealand.
Oh, Scotty, don't be like that.
Well, I just, generally.
He can come
and
visit.
Don't forget, Americans are scared of flying more than 1 hour in a plane. So, first question you will get, oh my God, what's the plane ride like?
How far is that?
I can't survive.
My goodness me, that's a long flight. I don't think I can do that.
No. Terrible. Oh, anyone would think we had to get a boat for 3 months, like in the old days.
Now that you mentioned the whole boat thing, do you know where the phrase posh comes from?
Which posh?
Port over, starboard, home.
That is correct. Port outward, starboard home, yes.
Yeah.
Because that was the good side of the ship. That was the side that didn't get the horrible fumes from the diesel engines.
Mm.
Yeah.
You fags.
Love that.
That's
the jolly old English.
If you're going to, call us fags, you need to be at least 16 feet away from us in order to do
and
that.
And smoking.
But if you went 16 feet out your door, wouldn't you be in the dried flower store?
Yeah, pretty much.
You'd probably know you'd be in the ice skating rink, wouldn't you?
I was over at the Marble Slab Creamery.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So where does the term working class scum come from?
SCUM is an acronym for stupid, childish, uneducated Neanderthals. Oh, wait, M.
M, love.
Neanderthals? Because they meander around.
Oh. Yeah,
I think they're unmarried mothers, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's stupid, childish, unmarried mothers. And that's where it comes from.
Right.
No, true story.
Yeah, I believe you. Thousands wouldn't.
No, I don't know the answer, except that they're just like adjectives and nouns. So it's kind of like saying, where does the term green desk come from?
Well, green desk.
Well, here, those words are just, I don't know. I don't know where it would come from.
Well, no, green desk comes from the environmental movement from the Pacific Northwest.
Fucking hell, what did that cigarette have in it?
There's no environmental movement in America, is there? Other than the oil
spill and
In
the Gulf, that's the environmental movement they've got going there.
Turn on all the lights. Let's go.
Yeah. Are you guys following the BP Global PR on Twitter?
No, we don't get American news.
No, on Twitter, the BP Global PR.
It's the fake.
What do I type in, Daniel?
Twitter.com/BP Global PR.
BP Global PR.
Here, I'll put a link in the chat.
If I just type follow in a message, it'll work, won't it? In a tweet, if I type follow in a thing, it works, doesn't it?
I think that.
I have no idea.
I put a link in the chat room.
Cool. I would just like to add that Test Pattern, who is an American expat in Christchurch, said, when people complain about the length of the flights, I always say, it's not like you have to fly the airplane. Very good point.
That's true. And if you didn't catch a crappy American airline, you would actually get, a plane that had, a nice TV and unlimited movies and TV shows and entertainment. And you'd get nice food, and it would be quite a pleasant trip.
You'd get food, full stop.
Yeah.
Actually, did you hear Continental's coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Direct flights to, where's their hub in Texas?
Dallas, isn't
Dallas?
It?
Dallas?
Yeah. Dallas, I love Dallas.
Yeah, it's all the Cowboys here.
I'm sorry, I have to share this with you. My favorite tweet over the last few days from BP Global PR is, cleaning up oil spills is expensive. Buying judges so we can keep drilling, relatively cheap.
Ain't that the truth?
So there you go.
Yes. I wonder how many people know that that guy is a shill for the oil industry.
Who?
The judge.
Oh, well, duh. Well, it's not just one. It's been two now.
No, it's two different ones.
What did they do?
Well, they just said, like, oh, you can't do that because some technicality. I'll cash that check now. Yeah. And it was, you can't put a moratorium on oil drilling. I'll cash this check now.
Yeah, they, at least the one, I presume the other, had heavy investments in the oil industry.
Yes.
And I'm not, certainly no legal expert, but I would have thought that that was judicial misconduct.
I'm sorry.
Well,
no,
it's
Davey.
America. So.
No, Davey. We're addicted to you. How's that? Does that sound all right? We're addicted to you.
Maybe Nigel should say it. It might work better.
No, Davey.
Yeah,
we're
Nigel, you say
you.
It.
And Scotty, yeah. he likes the way we say cock.
Cock.
Cock, yeah. There's something about the way we say cock.
Is it different to how Yankees say it?
A lot of Americans say cack.
Wait, hold on. Let me try.
Go, Daniel.
Rooster.
Yeah, that was a little bit different.
You say it's cock.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Cock.
Yeah, cock. See, that's much shorter than my cock.
Well, I already knew that because of the pictures Arthur had sent.
See, he tickled Arthur. It was very sweet. It's very sweet. Right. After 1,500 years together,
he makes me laugh every day, in a good way.
Because I mean, that's how you guys do, right? I mean, you guys have been together like what 1,500 metric years or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And yeah, they can still make each other laugh.
Yep.
We've and been together for 1,500 cubic centimeters or something. I don't know.
That's because y'all are still on the old-fashioned imperial system.
Actually, a really funny story from the gay days that didn't get told on any podcast is Turnip Head.
Exclusive.
Yes, this is. This is breaking news, isn't it?
Yes,
it is.
This just in from the Pride 48 Metric Conversion Center. No, Turnip Head and Short Bus, when they came down for the gay days, you know, they were picking up some stuff at the duty free shop, and they were trying to figure out what a quart related to in milliliters or whatever.
Mills, yeah.
No idea.
And they did not realize that American alcohol is indeed already in milliliters. So they were trying to convert milliliters to milliliters through some kind of weird quart conversion. I think they ended up with like 6.5 gallons of alcohol. which is why they were giving it to Miss West. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, a liter is a liter bit more than a quart.
Can you put that to music?
No, but I could try.
A liter is a liter, but it's more than a quart. I think that is the basis of a really good musical.
I was looking for the commercial on YouTube, and of course, no one's posted it.
What?
That goes way back from about 1971, 73, somewhere in there, when America was going to convert to metrics.
Oh! And
in advance of that, I believe it was 7-Up brand commercials that said it's a liter bit more than a quart because they were introducing their new liter bottles. And that's when
wine
switched to liters as well.
No, I have that. I have that sound clip. Here you go. It's right here.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA,
the census is coming to help us find the way.
Help your community get equal government representation and help show where funds are needed for job programs, new schools, parks, better health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Daniel, in America, is it compulsory to fill out the census form?
We don't know what the word compulsory means.
Do
you have to do it?
Yeah, do you have to do it? I know you're a democracy.
Of sorts.
But, do you have to do it by law?
Actually, we are a representative republic, but yes, we do. We do have to fill it out by law.
So you get fined if you don't fill it out?
No, actually, you don't get fined. They just come and find you.
Okay. Well, they you don't really have to do
so
it.
I guess, yeah, so I guess you don't really have to do it.
Okay. In Australia, you get fined.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's why,
that's why America. Taken to court if you still don't do it. Just like voting in Australia.
Yeah, you have to vote in Australia, don't you?
Yep.
We have to register, but we don't have to vote.
Yes, we have to do both.
Well, every census night in New Zealand, somebody will try some way of getting out of the country. They'll go up in a hot air balloon.
Oh, yes.
We're not in the country.
I remember that.
But, of course, they are, because the airspace is still New Zealand territory, and you can't go high enough in hot air balloon to get out of the airspace.
They should try digging down, because then they'd get to China.
I'm sorry, Air Force One. You're gonna have to leave her in New Zealand airspace now, please. Stand down.
I don't even know how. I don't even know what air people say. Air people, like there's some
chicken.
It's chicken the air beef.
Chicken or beef? Chicken or beef? That's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, that's what. Yeah. Well, I think Turnipet and Shortbus do that because I think they're stewards.
Chicken or beef?
Yeah. Would you like a pillow? It's only $30.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, sir, that you have the kosher meal. Let me just get that for you. Seriously,
Here's my traveling tip for anyone listening. If you, if anyone who tries to get a little free upgrade at check-in or, you know, later on to get bumped up to business class, you will never get upgraded if you have a special meal, because your special meal is plugged in and allocated to your seat, and you will never be able to get out of it. Never. So that's a little tip I heard from somebody in the industry.
What if you ordered the upgraded meal?
I don't think they let you do that.
Oh, okay, good.
On the other hand, if you don't mind your seat, if you order a special meal, you'll get served before everybody else.
Yes.
That's true, yeah.
You know what? Well, as long as we're giving out travel tips, my travel suggestion would be that get to the check-in early so that you can request your seat on the exit row.
Yes.
Because by law, they cannot assign the exit row seating until they make sure that you are physically able to, you know, remove the door from the plane or whatever.
Yeah. And let's face it, if a plane was going down, there would be no problem with me opening the exit door. Be, bitch, get out of my way.
Exactly. But the best thing about the exit row is that also by law, the seats in front of you cannot recline. So if you want to use your laptop or whatever, you'll know with certainty that the seat in front of you will not recline. And you have a little bit of extra leg room there because it's a walkway.
Yeah.
There you go. Helpful hints from Pride 48 to you for all of the people that might be traveling.
Coming to you live, worldwide.
That's right. But for those of you who may be traveling to go to Carowinds with me and Davey Dangerous.
That's right.
There could be people listening live right now, couldn't there? Jetting on Singapore Airlines.
No, nobody's listening live.
Yeah.
Everybody's listening to this.
Anyone
using
out
their
there?
iPad.
Using their iPad plugged into their business class seat little power adapter.
Sure.
Sailing across the world, and you know the gays always travel fabulously, so there's probably a few homos up the front of the plane.
Yeah.
Although please remember, you can go to m.pride48.com.
Mm.
We only have 3 people there on the mobile stream right now.
Oh really?
How many people are listening, Daniel? Have you got the magical listening meter?
I do. I have the magical listening meter.
Have all my kids had fun at play?
There's 37 people listening to the main stream,
that's quite a lot.
And there's an additional 3 people listening on the mobile stream.
Oh. Hello, mobile listeners.
Yes. Well, considering
it's would you like a breakdown of the demographics of that?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
And their IP, you know, numbers. So
yeah. I will give those out. And we have 27. We have 27 people listening from the United States. We have two people listening from the Netherlands, although that doesn't really count because that's the Euromuse. It comes out of the Netherlands.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah. We have 2 people listening from Germany, 2 people listening from New Zealand, 1 person listening from the UK,
G'day.
1 person listening from Australia, and 1 person listening from Canada. And finally, this one will stump you, 1 person listening from Greece. Go ahead, what's the greeting there?
Yassis? Baklava.
Baklava. Okay. Baklava. Right. Baklava. Exactly.
Yassis. Mm-hmm. Yasu.
That's right. 9 of those people are listening through iTunes. 8 of them are listening through the Windows Media Player. 7 are listening through the Apple QuickTime Player. 2 of them are listening with the BFO app. 2 of them are listening with the Winamp. 2 of them are listening with the VLC. And 4 of them are listening with Unknown.
Unknown.
What the hell is that? Someone's got their BFO app going.
Not me.
Yeah,
not
me. I just said I'd start it up to improve the numbers.
It's got it.
New Zealand represent, says Test Pattern.
And by the way, what a fine app it is. Steve in the Uck did a very nice job on the Big Fatty app.
You know what? Steve in the Uck did the yeoman's work on that, and I feel so bad because right before the event, I made the decision to switch the mobile server over to another server, and I forgot to tell Steve.
That screen went, did it?
No, I don't think it did. I don't think any of his apps were pulling from the mobile server, but I had already given him that information, and then so I like emailed him, and I'm like, oh my god, I totally forgot about that, and hopefully that doesn't screw you up, which it turns out it didn't screw him up at all.
Lucky.
And so, the release of the latest what do you call it, operating system or whatever for the phone.
Yeah, oh, jeez, your heavens! Oh,
my. Martha, don't yell.
Sorry.
What was all that tweeting about that? I didn't really understand it. Did it something break?
Yes. Well, the iPhone, the new operating system on the iPhone broke the Big Fatty app for listening to the stream.
Oh, okay.
But those of us who have the much superior Android phones did not have that problem.
All right. Well, I think that's
just
quite
sorry,
simple.
I just took my fingers out of my ears.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. La,
it was written in basic.
What was it? Yes, Apple, the Apple iPhone.
And Android.
Pardon?
Whatever. It was not written in basic.
For the Android. 10. Yeah. Don't they
10.
Use that?
Print, I'm an Android phone. Yeah. 20. Go to 10. Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know what passes?
Isn't it Linux? This...
Yes, it's Linux. No, not Linux. It's
Linux.
It's actually, yeah. it's written in Java.
It's Linux, isn't it?
Linux, and it's not written in Linux.
Why wouldn't it be Linux?
I mean, it's not
Linus
based.
Torvalds.
Linus Torvalds.
I know it's Linus Torvalds, but...
And that's why he named it Linux.
No, but then he later conceded the fact that it is called Linux.
Because he gave up the fight with you Americans.
With the Americans.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, exactly.
But that doesn't mean the rest of us have to follow that.
No, exactly.
Whatever. Yeah, it does. It does.
America has a way of wearing you down, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, we slowly we will wear you down.
It's like drip, drip, drip.
We do.
I've noticed tonight that people have been quitting out of the chat room, the same person over and over and over again. What's that about?
I think they're on the Big Fatty app. No,
that's
I don't
a Chinese
know.
Chinese thought.
You know what? I think it's the same thing as last year. It's just that you have a problem. You know, I mean, just sometimes you'll lose a connection depending on how you're connecting to the chat room. I mean, it's IRC. I mean, so I can't.
Kiwi Mouse asks when the iPad is coming out in New Zealand. I believe it is the middle of July, isn't
Big,
it? Or,
Big Fatty just joined.
Or the 25th of July or something.
Big Fatty did not just join.
Just says Big Fatty joined.
I don't care what it says. That's not true.
Someone's impersonating Big Fatty, are they?
Could not be.
He wouldn't be up at this time of the morning, although he is old.
Right.
Old people get up early.
Yeah.
He's very old.
What's the nattering time at the moment, Daniel? Do you know?
Because I'm in the same time zone as
him. Oh, really?
It's 6:48 a.m.
Oh, well, that's the time. Well, Archer should be up by now because he'll be putting in his free grocery order from the commissary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. I'm going to send my mommy down to the store to get my food.
And Big Fatty should be up because he's, well, just old.
Well, Big Fatty's just said, I am not sober.
But there it is me, he says.
You know what? Big Fatty was so fucking drunk last night.
Tell me about it.
I just... Beyond drunk.
It's legendary.
If Daniel at the end of Pride 48 last year was shit-faced, Big Fatty was like that times 20 cubic centimeters or whatever your metric conversion thing is there.
Although I did notice that Big Fatty managed to act sober when talking to Jeremiah, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that was pre-recorded. That was pre-recorded. You know, because Big Fatty is Jeremiah. He was just that was a pre-recorded bit.
Well, who would do that?
Oh, no, Arthur. We can't do that until the wrap-up show.
That's right.
Yes.
I unsubscribed during Big Fatty's Pride 48 because I do not touch the devil's drop, so I couldn't listen to it.
Matt is going to bed. Good night, Matt. I will see you tonight. Well, yeah, because I'm in the show right after you, so you get to top me.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. I said it, and I'm proud.
Well, I wonder if Mr. Larry H. Vader has gotten up, because he's supposed to do the farm report in 10 minutes.
He is, and the farm report.
And now it's time for the farm report with Larry H. Vader.
Beef futures are rising, corn is falling.
What's going on in the pork belly market? You'll find out today on the farm report with Larry H. Vader.
I hear noise in the background. Is Daniel having got your hair dry going?
It's me. I don't know what it is, though. My microphone constantly has got like two little bars showing.
Oh,
that's because Australia is apparently a very noisy place.
Sounds like somebody's hair dryer going in the background.
I think it is. Scotty, is maybe one of your roommates?
You're not making
you're not, something.
Yeah, or you're making a smoothie or something in the blender.
Yeah.
Could you make a Belgian waffle for me?
I don't have a waffle maker. And
that
we
sounds
do not
really
do the Belgians
good.
Here.
I should go down and have a Belgian waffle and listen to Larry H. Vader's farm report on my Android phone.
Do you have an IHOP in your shopping strip mall, Daniel?
Not right here, but it is right outside, you know, right outside the mall. Oh. Not in the mall proper, but
well,
very
close enough.
So do you
dress for the mall, or?
No, I don't. I walk around naked and...
You just wear your slippers and your dressing gown?
Slippers and dressing gown?
I have my orthopedic house slippers.
And the children go running away in terror.
They do.
So what do you wear? You just wear your sweatshirt and sweatpants
I just wear jeans and t-shirt, whatever. I mean, there's like 14 restaurants like right outside my door, but I mean, but no good restaurants. They're all like fast food restaurants.
Well, right. At least the IHOP, when you get that hankering for strawberry syrup, you can go over there and get your pancakes.
Oh, who the fuck has a hankering for that? You might as well just take sucrose and just stick it in your veins or something, because that stuff is just, that's nasty.
Well, that sounds nice.
When I was a little kid,
What are we talking about?
At the International House of Pancakes, also known as IHOP,
yum.
They have these flavored syrups. There was blueberry and there was strawberry and...
Lime? Do they have lime?
Yes, they have lime syrup. That's awesome.
I don't recall that.
Wait, that's an Australian thing or something. Who the fuck in America would ever have lime syrup?
They don't want lime on much of anything, except for perhaps with their Tanqueray or something.
And beer.
Yeah.
Bud Lime.
It's not real lime.
I like lime milkshakes.
Me too, Nigel. Yes. Yeah. And they're getting harder to buy. Harder to find.
Well, you know why they're getting harder to buy?
America is overtaking the bloody world.
No, because they're disgusting. Who would want a lime milkshake?
Lime milkshake.
McDonald's.
Yum.
Oh, no, they did mint, didn't they?
See, I like lime chocolate chip ice cream as well.
Oh, yeah.
Unless Davey Dangerous wants one, in which case I'll be happy to make one for you.
Yep. Yeah, lime flavored ice cream with chocolate chips.
I'm not going to get any lime flavored
milk. You know what I should do? I should call Mr. Larry Vader on my cell phone as I go to the store and buy me one of those sausages wrapped with a pancake on a stick.
Oh, now what are they? Dagwood Dogs? Pluto Pups?
Oh, there you go. Chris G's got it in the chat room there. It's a chocolate chip pancake wrapped around a sausage on a stick.
Crack cakes.
Yeah, it's like a Jimmy Dean who just died.
Yes,
so I could just eat one in memory of Jimmy Dean, who just died.
I think you're thinking of Michael Jackson, are you? Well, then it would be a black pancake.
I should probably wait until after this weekend.
If it was
no,
Michael,
the white.
Michael
black
Jackson.
In the middle, white on the outside. Now, here's a question. Do you think when Michael Jackson was getting bleached, do you think he got his you know, blackfella-sized penis bleached white as well?
Well, wasn't in the court case, wasn't one of the kids saying that they could identify his penis because it had weird splotches on it?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know what? As a gay man, I have seen hundreds of penises in my life, and I don't know that. I don't know that if you blocked out everything,
I've seen thousands.
And I'm just saying, but if you were to take all the penises you had ever seen in your life,
yeah,
and were just to block out everything else, but just to have the penises there on a wall, would you actually be able to identify whose penis was who? No, you wouldn't.
No,
no.
Not unless it was something really funky.
Well, yeah. Usually they're in my mouth, so I couldn't really identify them.
I'm
so.
Just saying, you know, if you were with a guy that's like penises, it was
flavors.
Like in,
I could probably do the taste test.
Sure. Who wouldn't? But I'm just saying, you know, if you were with a guy that had his penis like wrapped into the letter Q or something, you could be like, oh, I remember him. That's the Q guy.
I
whatever.
Have to say this though, Angel. I mean, I've had his photo of his penis up since he sent it to me. I could recognize that anywhere.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Yeah. So if we were
my eyes, I can still see it.
Yeah, with the veins.
Right. If we were to send you other photos of other penises, you would be able to pick it out in a lineup. You would go, that is Angel's penis.
Well, you know, they've done research. They've done
Angel's
research.
I could now. I've been looking at it for long enough.
They've done research that found that gay men are better at facial recognition than heterosexual men are. So
yes,
it must translate to penises as well.
What about testicles? Because Big Fatty's balls are seared into my mind.
Why were you looking at Big Fatty's balls?
They were all over the place.
How can you not look at Big Fatty's balls? You don't even want to. They're just there, and you see them, and they
even with Big Fatty's big fat ass, his balls were still 90% of the photo.
Really.
I just love how 5 minutes before the end of the program, Arthur has to bring it back to some actual research or some actual study. No, fuck that stuff. We're way past that. We're past the point of speaking out of our ass now.
No,
we're just,
I just want to say this. No, Big Fatty, I haven't seen your balls.
Do not.
Oh, dear God, don't say that because he will post them in the chat room. He will, and you do not.
I want to see them.
Nigel is one of the few people in the world that hasn't seen them, I think.
Can we wait until the wrap-up show? Because I think it may break.
Get a Kim Beavis website. They're UFOs. They're all sorts of things.
What do you mean Daniel Bieber is drunk? It's 6:56 a.m. here. I'm not drunk.
He's just way tired.
He's up early.
Really? Do I sound tired?
You sound on edge.
Oh, I do. Well, no, that's just my, you know, that's my
it's
podcast.
Chance of thee.
It's his bubbly personality.
That's my shtick.
I'm winding you up.
That's what I do. Oh, is that a phrase? Is that an Australian? Is that a Kiwi phrase?
Yeah, taking the piss.
You winding me up? You taking the piss?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about.
He's
posted a photo.
Exactly. He delivers, as it were.
Even as a tiny mini thumb, that can still. Oh.
Oh, they're hangers, aren't they?
Is that the official Australian phrase of that? Oh, they're hangers. Is that like
official Australian. You'd have to ask an Australian.
No, I'm sorry. All right, then fine. A New Zealand.
Australasian. You can say Australasian.
You can now.
If you were on the New Zealand Craigslist, would you say like, oh, I got me some hangers or something? You know, would that be...
What's a Craigslist?
We don't have that here.
Oh, okay, good.
We do have it in Australia now, but no one uses it. You do often say to people how they're hanging. Do they say that in America?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we don't.
How's it hanging?
No, we don't say how's it hanging. What we say is, how's it... How's it routing? We say that. We say, how's it routing? That's the actual
rooting,
official... Yeah. Oh, you say rooting. Okay, yeah. Well, I can see
that. Like a router...
We say, how's it routing? Because it's, you know, because we're more modern and we think of it, you know, in terms of, you know, how the internet routes and routers.
Invented imperial measurements, even.
Yeah, we're all very incredibly intelligent here in the United States.
They're quite large testicles, aren't they?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Big Arthur? Is so proud of them.
Arthur.
Yes. I bet he is.
You have a minute and a half. You might want to wrap this up.
I do indeed. So,
is that it? Is it over? Who's next?
Next is the Farm Report with Larry H. Vader.
The Farm Report. That sounds good. Right? Switch off, everybody.
Exactly. No, next is actually Saturday Morning Live with Mr. Larry H. Vader. And thank you, both of you, for joining me tonight. Scotty, where can people find your podcast and whatnot?
LittleAussieBattler.net. And if you're from America, that would be LittleRCBattler.net. And podcast, etc. there.
Very good. And Daniel and Nigel, where will people find your show?
Well, we haven't purchased the domain yet.
No, but where can they listen to it?
You can listen to it every Saturday night. That's right, every Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. What is that, New Zealand time?
New Zealand time, that is...
Sunday midday.
Sunday midday.
Yeah. Yeah, and come listen to us at the Third Colony.
Third Colony on...
QNation.fm.
No, no, Davey didn't like the dot. So QNation FM.
Yes, QNation FM.
Yes.
Right.
And you can get all my stuff at amerinz.com, AMERINZ.com.
Or Z.
Or Z for Americans.
Thanks for listening, guys. Yes,
thank you, everyone, for
listening. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Scotty. See ya.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Davey.
You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amerinz Podcast at amerinzpodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amerinzpodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.